Thank you all so much for joining me for another episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. Last week, we talked about the fact that you have to realize that you create your own happiness. This week, we're going to focus on the fact that you are not defined by your past or even your past mistakes. You see, I don't know about you, but ultimately, when you're trying to push forward and you're trying to move ahead and you're doing all that you can do to try to maintain motivation to be able to go on to the next level in this life, sometimes old skeletons and naysayers and not so friendly reminders come about to remind you of where you come from, remind you of the past, remind you of the mistakes that you made, and even want to encourage you that you'll never be more than what you see right now today. So that can be very, very discouraging. It can be very discouraging to think that for one moment that you're being defined by your past or past events that have taken place in your life. I'm here to let you know that let's beg to differ. Let's beg to differ. Let's be a little bit more optimistic about our future and a little bit more optimistic about what tomorrow holds and optimistic about the fact that we are no longer defined by our past mistakes or our past failures. We've got to let that sink in. Really, really have to get to the heart of that, because otherwise, those type of thoughts, which are very negative, play almost like the role of putting shackles on your feet and tying you to your current circumstance. I don't want to be tied to where I am right now. I'm so excited about the future and what the future holds, and I'm absolutely optimistic about what my tomorrow may bring. So why would I want to hold on to things in my past that truly just did not make the best impression of who I am today? It's just important that we get rid of all of the negative energy and the negative affirmations that we speak over and over to ourselves. It's time that we started thinking about our future, but in a right way. I want that type of mentality that says, my future is so bright, I gotta wear shades. I know you've heard the song before. And it's important that you just know that, yeah, your future is bright. And it is something to wake up each and every day and be excited about and to be motivated about. Because each and every day that you wake up, you have an opportunity in front of you, which is the present. It is the present. So that is your gift daily. When you wake up and you're able to put one foot in front of the other, you're able to get that much closer to your dream, that much closer to your aspiration. We have to consider our future over our past. Because the thing about the past is that there's absolutely nothing you can do to go back and change anything that's taken place up until this point. But one thing that you can dictate and control and ultimately make the right steps in the right direction is your future. Focus today on your future. Focus today on all that you are becoming. And let's forget about what you once was or who you once were. Let's focus on building our dreams, knowing that the sky is the limit, not giving in to the negative thoughts that try to creep in and to take you back to who you once were or even remind you of your past failures. It's time that you stood up against those thoughts. It's time that you start to speak those daily affirmations that we talk about all the time on this episode and previous episodes of my podcast. We're always talking about daily affirmations, things you ought to speak to yourself in place of those negative thoughts that try to rise up. So if you're constantly looking yourself in the mirror and you're telling yourself all that you are, then you just really don't have room. You do not have room for all that you aren't. And you don't have room to talk about failures. Leave that up for the world. Leave that up to the naysayers. Leave that up to their position. And you go on and you make an impact in this world. You go on and you shape your future, not only for yourself, but for everyone that's attached to you. I'd like to thank you all so much for listening on tonight. This has been your daily dose of motivation, as well as your listening pleasure for Authentically Arletta's podcast. You can join me here each and every Thursday for a new episode. And also, you can go to and visit my website at AuthenticallyArletta.com. You can also visit all of my social sites on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And please do subscribe to my YouTube channel if you happen to get this message. If you love what you hear, please do go on and share the message and pass it along. And do remember, we will be talking soon. Have a wonderful and blessed day.